Sie hören SBS German.
Es ist der 15. Dezember abends in Deutschland. Gut eine Woche vor Weihnachten. Normalerweise wären die Innenstädte an so einem Abend prall gefüllt. Die Menschen würden nach Weihnachtsgeschenken für ihre Lieben suchen. Doch am 15. Dezember 2020, da ist alles anders gewesen. Es ist der letzte Abend vor dem zweiten harten Lockdown in Deutschland. Moira Drexler sperrt ihre Modeboutique Australis in Erlangen an jenem Abend zu. Für wie lange, das weiß sie noch nicht. Sie ist aber überzeugt, dass der zweite Lockdown vermeidbar gewesen wäre.
It's a very difficult and sad situation. And I believe we wouldn't have been in this situation had the people followed the rules. But here I am, sitting in a shop in the last weeks, getting frustrated that I have to be the one to tell grown-up people to wear their masks properly. There are people who have walked in without masks, and I've kindly asked them to put a mask on, and then they almost swear at me and walk out and don't come back. Excuse me. I don't want them here if they don't want to wear a mask.
Drexler hat ihre Kunden immer wieder an die Maskenpflicht erinnert. Doch das alles hat nichts geholfen. Die Corona-Zahlen in Deutschland sind seit dem Herbst auf hohem Niveau. Dass es wieder zu einem Lockdown gekommen ist, das hat Moira Drexler geahnt.
You could just feel the tension in the governments. You could hear that everybody was meeting to see how they would handle the situation. And of course, with daily viewings of the news and realizing how quickly the numbers were rising in Germany, well, it was clear to me, it's a no-brainer for me. The numbers went up to nearly 30,000 cases in one day. So the government has had to react. They just have to. Although for us it's the worst time.
Der Lockdown ist für den Einzelhandel zur Unzeit gekommen. Kurz vor Weihnachten ist nämlich die umsatzstärkste Zeit für den Handel. Der Umsatz ist weggebrochen. Zudem sind auch jetzt im Januar die Geschäfte noch immer dicht. Drexler sucht deshalb nach Alternativen, um zumindest noch etwas Geld in die Kassen ihrer Modeboutique zu spülen.
For example, as soon as Frau Merkel made the announcement about the lockdown, I immediately came into my shop and thought, think outside the box. So I photographed lots of my stock. I'm doing and learning things that I normally wouldn't do in a business. I've been doing a lot more on Instagram and Facebook, which originally I didn't want to do, but it has helped. And this way of thinking of how to be stronger, how to get through, how to be positive and not irritable and not angry, will help me work out how I can keep the business going. Although it will be a smaller turnover, how do I keep it going while the lockdown's on? I can still come to my shop and photograph things, and we deliver goods and we post goods.
Ursprünglich hätte der Lockdown in Deutschland vor einer Woche enden sollen. Er ist aber nun bis Februar verlängert worden. Dass Anfang Februar die Geschäfte wieder aufmachen dürfen, ist aber unwahrscheinlich. Im Gegenteil, am Dienstag beraten die Kanzlerin und die Ministerpräsidenten der Länder, ob der Lockdown weiter verschärft werden soll. Modeboutique-Besitzerin Moira Drexler erwartet keine Lockerungen.
I think it will be lengthened because I think they will follow, for example, Melbourne's way of dealing with it. It was very strict and now, after that lockdown, Australia doesn't have any cases anymore. And the new, very, very small number of cases have come from people travelling. Everyone said, how ridiculous, Australians so strict with it, Melbourne, such a strange, heavy lockdown with such little numbers compared to what was happening in the rest of the world. But somehow they managed. So that's a precedent we all have to look at.
Seit dem 15. Dezember hat Drexler ihren Laden nicht mehr für Kunden aufgesperrt. Besserung ist erstmal nicht in Sicht. Wann sie wieder Kunden in ihrem Laden empfangen darf, weiß Drexler noch nicht. Die Hoffnung will die Australierin trotzdem nicht aufgeben.
What I have to do is I have to remain positive and I have to help the local people also to remain positive. I have a feeling that There are a lot of people who are alone and they're rather depressed, they're frightened. And so I'm trying to say, although the situation's bad, we're living in a wonderful place. We live in a rich country and we are really looked after in the health sector. A vaccine has been approved, different vaccines have been approved, and now we see people are starting to get the vaccines. Well, isn't that a reason to celebrate and not be depressed?
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.